Hi everyone, welcome in probably the last episode of Spontaneous Conversations of this year, unless somebody shows up and wants to do a show as well. So if you're that somebody, just contact me quick. Today we have an interesting subject, as usual, and Lavira is going to talk to us about something that goes against the history books, which many of us know that they are not very accurate. And I would say, let's dive in. Tell us about the 21st of December and what you uncovered.
21st of December, solstice. It was a medicine journey with a friend of mine. We started in my place with the usual formalities of a ceremony. And then we took this energy from my place. We transported this energy in a meditation. We journeyed. I was the driver. My friend was the passenger, so we hold the space of meditation, the presence on the whole drive. And then we arrived to a place somewhere north of Sydney, about an hour and a half north from Sydney, where I parked my car and we walked through sacred land, land which is considered Aboriginal sacred area. And this is a place which I discovered. In this sacred place, there is a spot where there are Egyptian hieroglyphics. I'm sort of downloading guidance, how to talk, how to explain this. It's a bit, I'm very spontaneous, very present. It's not something that I prepared how I'm going to talk. And so I'm listening and I'm watching the train of the words that comes out of my mouth and I'm going with it.
That's perfect.
It's interesting how it's unfolding, what I'm telling you now, for me, for my ears. So there's a part of me which talks unconsciously and there's a part of me which is conscious and observes the conversation that comes out through my mouth. So just in case, I don't know, I felt like sharing this. So
if you say something strange, we'll just ignore it or laugh about it. It's fine. Just keep going.
No, for me, it's strange the way I'm talking, what I'm saying. For me, it's strange. I'm hearing myself. What is she saying? So, yes, in this Aboriginal site, there are Egyptian hieroglyphics engraved on the rocks. And I discovered about this. I heard about this place. I read about this place. Actually, the very first time in a magazine, in the times when there was no internet. So this was maybe 20-something years ago. I read in one of my favorite magazines, which was called, is still called Nexus, but now I think it's an online magazine. So in this magazine, they usually have stories about inventions and technology, advanced technology, most of it which is to do with free energy and cars, water powered by water, information that it's not usually mainstream. And so in this magazine, I read about a play that somebody walked his dog in the bush, in nature. We call it bush in Australia. Some people don't even, they speak English, they don't know what we mean when we say bush. Did you know that?
No.
Did you know when we say I'm going in the bush, That means I'm going out in nature, in the world.
I didn't know that.
No. Yeah, I know. Quite a few people, which they speak English as a second language, they don't know. So so this person was walking his dog in the bush and came across these boulders with Egyptian hieroglyphics. And when I read this, I said, well, that's amazing, but I would love to go and see this, but who is going to take me? This is just, they just discovered this. I didn't even put too much energy into didn't even think that this is possible for me to go and actually see them myself. But one day, somehow, to make the story short, I met a friend of mine which moved from Sydney to an area nearby. Yes. And so when I met her, she was asking me what, trying to find out something that would interest us both to do. And she asked me, oh, are you interested in hieroglyphics? And not hieroglyphics, she said, are you interested in Egyptian stuff? Thinking, not really. I'm not much. I thought that she wants to take me maybe to a shop where they sell some spiritual crystals, some kind of esoteric stuff with some Egyptian kitsch statuettes maybe, or who knows what she wants to show me with Egyptian stuff. I thought it's something contemporary. And I wasn't interested. And we continued talking. And then suddenly, out of the blue, I'm going back to her question. Through me, it's just I hear myself saying, why are you asking me about Egyptian stuff? And she said, oh, because they discovered some Egyptian inscription, something here next to where we are. And then I asked her, do you know if it was something in Nexus magazine about this? And she said, I don't know, it was in a local paper about it. And I just had a feeling that this is the same place that I read in Nexus magazine about it. And I got so excited. I said, let's go there. So immediately, as she picked me up from the train station, we had this short meeting. And from there, we went straight to this place. I was so lucky. This was never planned, never ever imagined that I will come across, that somebody will be able to take me there. And I was just super, super excited. So it was not far from where we were. And since that day, I went back so many times. In the beginning, I would be going back at least once a week to the place, just to remember where is in the bush, because you know how it is in nature. You walk and you get lost. So, and plus I was so excited finding it. And plus we came from a different direction from the train station, and every time when I would come, I would drive my car from Sydney, so it would be a different direction going there. So it was very confusing for me because I am not used to walk about in nature by myself. So from that day on, I felt that this place, it must be either something, maybe whoever made this, I was sure that this is original, because you can see the moss, which grows very, very slowly. It covers this. And I talked to an archaeologist once. I met an archaeologist on the site, and she was explaining about this moss that grows over. It goes in 1 millimeter, grows in I don't know how many years. So she said that definitely this is original, and she's writing a master's on this. And so I learned a lot over the years about this hieroglyphics, and I had experienced the energy so many times, and many times, most of the time, is nobody in the place, it's just myself. But there is another one. I sent you another photo. You don't have it prepared, with a friend sitting in between.
That
would be good if you show that one.
Could you lower the volume on your side, please, a little bit, because it's looping. And I will look up the picture of your friend.
Yeah, he's sitting.
Are you meaning that you look in between the two walls?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on. So in that place, many times you see, this is on this side, on both sides of the walls, it's full of the hieroglyphics. And I would go many times, most of the time when I go, there's nobody, it's just myself. So many times I meditated, I had a whole place for myself to do, to sing, to meditate, to dance, to do ceremony, and connect it with the energies of this land and the ancestors and whoever created these hieroglyphics. So we had specialists from Egypt, which they are working with this particular writing, and there are two long talks on YouTube with them explaining how what they read and why they think that these are originals, and that this cannot be made by amateurs, and because there are lots of videos where people try to say the contrary, as usual, to say that these are done by some, whatever they think, there's something contemporary. So yes, this place, I was very, very lucky to go there more than 20 years ago, about 25 years ago. And I took many friends to this place. I felt like I become their agent, to take people who meant to be going there, who meant to be, to see. And yes, I had many adventures there, and over time I discovered two other very important sites nearby. There are lots and lots of stories and magic in that area. And so the two other sites are also very, very, very powerful vortexes, like 2 minutes away from that place. There is, on one direction, there is a men's Aboriginal men's site, where in the old times, Aboriginal men would have ceremonies, and one was a woman's site for Aboriginal
women.
And so both sites are very, very powerful, and those sites are not used anymore by Aboriginals, and now they are healing vortexes, and it's open for both, for men and for women, both sites, and they got the energy of balancing the energies in our body. So the men's side work on women to heal and to balance the male, yeah, so on. And the women's side the same. So so what I did, I can't talk too much about it. It's a ceremony. It's a very sacred experience.
But
so
people
I can't,
can book a trip with you. They can come to Australia and you can take them there.
Yes. Definitely, that's something I do. So if somebody's in Australia, in Sydney, and around Sydney, they can book with me. And so this place, as I was starting to say earlier, in the beginning and over time, I was contemplating who did this, because I didn't get all the information from the beginning. The more over time, I was getting more and more information about it. So the story is that the actual Egyptians came here to meet the Aboriginal wise people to get information and knowledge and teachings from the Aboriginals and took it to Egypt. And also, they were coming here for gold. They discovered that, I'm not sure, I think maybe Tutankhamun's mask or some other important pharaoh's mask or statue, they discovered that it's made with Australian gold. They can do some tests to find out where the gold is coming from.
Yeah, spectroscopy, and then they can see where it,
Because yes.
Every location has its own frequency and its own impurities, and that's how they can see where something is coming from. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know Australia had gold as well, by the way.
Yes. So maybe Egyptians took all the gold. We probably still have gold now. I'm not sure. So, so that's the story. That the Egyptians came, the latest, the one I resonate with. I heard other stories. And until I got this story, I was thinking maybe actually Egyptians came here. But I was thinking, what if not Egyptians, maybe somebody channeled telepathically this information without him realizing what he's doing. He was just doing this writing.
I think traveling doesn't need to be in the physical. That's something we know already. We don't always need to travel physically. We can energetically travel and teleport.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But according to most stories, is that also the pharaoh which built the Great Pyramid came here, because there are his name is written there. His name is Khufu and his son. So there are names of the pharaoh and his son inscribed there, and that's the name. His name is Khufu. And it's the stories that he died beaten by a snake. And he was, I don't know if this pharaoh or another pharaoh, but there's a pharaoh who was buried there.
But that explains the picture that we saw, where you see the guy laying dead on the bed, but you also see the snake.
So that's what they translated. It was buried there because he died. So that's like a barrier site for this king. So I feel there's a special energy in the whole area, especially there. It's very, very good to just go there and to be in that area and to
And then we have the dead pharaoh.
Oh, there are many, many hieroglyphics. There are a few hundred, but I only took a few which they were more visible. It's full of hieroglyphics, the whole walls on both sides. And on one side, it's more eroded. So it's either older. Some they say, oh, it's written by earlier times, by Pleiadians when they arrived here, because that's an area where not from far from there they said that it was a ship from the Galactic Federation. They had some fights with the beings which they were occupying the planet at the time. So I'm not going into that story. I mentioned that story, I think, in the first interview we had when the Pleiadians came, and they were the one who brought the information, the knowledge, and gave it to the locals here. So, yeah. So it's a very powerful place, and it's something very interesting happened to me the day after. I had the shock of my life. I received a notice of termination for the rent where I am. I've been here for almost 8 years in this place. And I am an impeccable person, paid my rent every time, and even more in advance than necessary sometimes. And they just give me a month's notice in 1 month over this Christmas period when nobody works. They want me to find a place and to move out. But they say, we gave you a little bit extra time, like I think about an extra week. So on the 3rd of February, I have to move out. And it was a shock, but I know that this is the powerful energy that I've been immersed in. And something was just so powerfully that created in me this and just put me on a new track and gets me out of the energy where I am. Because I was saying from the new year, I want to become the financial advisor, the galactic financial consultant. And the next day I was going to post, share something on Facebook. And I start writing about my journey to the hieroglyphics. And I noticed myself writing somewhere at the end. So I took some, I feel amazing, I feel this and that. And now I am ready for whatever life brings to me.
And then?
Bring it on, I said, bring it on. And then I said to myself, oh my God, what am I saying here? It's very intense. If I'm saying this, I'm creating something very intense. So I sort of, I don't know if I deleted it or not, or changed what I was going to write. But when I attached the photos, I lost all that information, was gone. So I could not be bothered to rewrite the whole thing, because it took me a bit of time to write the description. So I just put the photos with a very short comment. But I just want to say that in that message, which didn't end up on Facebook, I wrote that came out that I am ready, whatever life wants to give me, bring it on. And I think that same afternoon or the next day, I got the message of termination.
Well, what you wrote in the first place was not for the public, it was for yourself.
Yes.
And in the end, the post, what you made, that was for the public. And it's time for change. You want the change, and the universe is giving you the change.
Yes, I know. But thanks God that I have the skills that I have to stay calm and to transform it and to see, to choose the gift and to choose to trust and lots more to create the next phase.
That is one of the things that we need to lead in by example.
Yes.
Calmness. It's okay to be at a certain moment like, whoa, what's happening? But then after that, coming back to the calmness. And it's like when I moved to Romania, which was very spontaneous. A lot of people started to freak out around me. And those people they're not in my life anymore because I didn't respond to their fear. So they didn't know how to be around me. So they left. But when I was about a few days here, I was sitting at a lake and my best friend was calling me and she was like, how do you feel now? And I took a moment and said, on the surface, stressful. I'm stressed. But deep down, I feel the calmness, very deep calmness. She was like, oh, okay, then everything is fine. And when she said that, I realized like, yeah, it's not about what's on the surface, it's about the deep down. Because the surface is often the mind who starts calculating, cannot find a solution yet, looks at the past and like, oh, but if things go like this, it means going like that. And then all the bullshit is happening up here. But what we feel in here is, yeah, we're on the right path or we're not on the right path. So as long as we feel the calmness here, we know we're going into the right direction and we'll figure out what we need to figure out when we need to figure it out. I mean, it's that simple. And that's the change we really need to make. And that's also what all the craziness in the world has been about. There is nothing really predictable anymore. We don't know where things are going. And the only way to survive and to not go completely insane and crazy is to work on that inner peace. And just see in the moment what steps to take. And you're now exactly in one of those spots. But a lot of people are in these spots. People who lost their jobs, people who their businesses collapsed, or so many things, or relationships. Yeah, they finally saw that didn't work out, so they had to break up. And it's everywhere. And you radiating this calmness will inspire people to stay calm. To at least try to work on the calmness as well.
Yes, so I keep bringing myself back. I'm not thinking too much about the future, even especially now. I'm thinking, well, just enjoy the day. Everybody's in holidays. I can't do anything. Just enjoy the day. Enjoy the day. When I can contact when the real estate opens, I'll work on it. And everything will fall in place.
It makes no sense to stress about it now when they're closed till the 2nd of January. So till the 2nd of January, you save your energy or you do the things that you can do now. And yeah, it's that simple.
And the thinking is, you know, the mind can think, oh my God, it's not enough time. It's so hard to find a place. Well, that kind of thinking, it will give me exactly that. It's so hard to find a place. No, it's not hard. I'm stopping this kind of thinking. No, this time is going to be easy. I'm going to find a place. It's going to be fun. And I'm going to have everything, all the support to do the change, because I'm thinking, how am I going to do this? How I'm going to move the whole place, you know? And because I don't feel that there are, I want to do it like in old times, ask a friend, ask this. People now, they're so busy with their own life, with their own businesses. They don't get so enthusiastic to come and help with the packaging, help with the cleaning.
You still have one or two people who just spontaneously say, hey, tell me when you need me to come, I'll come and I'll help. I had that when I moved. People who showed up that I didn't expect at all, they showed up and they came to help. And I managed. I mean, I looked at everything I had in my apartment, was like, how am I going to do that? And I was like, it will work out. It will work out. And people just popped up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Of course, I threw out a lot and I donated a lot. And it was a big cleanup that I did. It was amazing in the end.
Well, with me, it's... there's everything I have is quality. It's not something that I'm going to throw away. It's a lot, and I'm thinking, I know that I will have help, but in the same time, this is you are a man, you are a single person, you are much more simple than I am. Yeah, so I have details and I have business and living situation here. It's not just a simple business. So this is created like a temple. So there is something else. This is not just somebody come on. So I will have to have professionals. So if this...
There's also time to upgrade, I feel. Time to upgrade. You have to move because you need to change certain things and upgrade and build from a different energy.
Upgrade.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, my place is beautiful. So upgrading, that means more money. So there's a place like this quality, it's at least another $100 on top per week.
This is but if you have real abundance in your life, $100 is nothing.
But listen to this, $700 I'm paying now, $715 per week. Can you believe
that? Okay, now is your mind talking. I'm not interested in what your mind is saying. Do you feel inside that you will have the right place for you and you will be easily affording it and it will bring you even more abundance? Being in that
I'm trying to describe the situation. It's not what my mind say. I'm just trying to describe what is happening. Every time when we move, the prices, they're not the same. So every time, like, the prices here in Sydney, New York, and London are the most expensive cities in the world. Just think about paying $715 a week. Just think that, yes? And there's no more prices with $750. There's only from $850 onwards, $1,000 a week lot fee. That's the rent in Sydney, $1,000, the quality that I like, upgrading to a thousand. But I am trying to say something, so let me finish, okay? Because I haven't finished. So it's just a little bit difficult when you imagine I'm going to say something and I need to give a background because I'm going towards somewhere to describe how I'm handling the situation. Okay. Yes. So this is what I'm noticing and fear comes up. How am I going to be able to come up with this amount of money weekly? Right now, I don't know. And in the same time, I'm saying, I said I'm going to be a financial advisor. So I need to start opening myself to a bigger financial income, to draw in more money, to become more abundant, because this is what I'm being pushed on. Me doing this, I will be getting more experience, helping others. So I am realizing that I put myself into this challenge because I thought, I'm going to meet with Lotfi and I already have enough experience with the financial abundance, financial freedom. I'm going to be talking from my experience, but now I'm getting something even more intense that I need to apply this for myself and create even more upgrade my financial situation. And I don't know how, and that's the beauty, because we never know how. We're going to know it step by step. Just I'm telling myself, come back to my own power, come back to my own trust. And I have all the tools to start increasing, and people will, I'm going to attract the right people to support me with this. Like in the situation where I am, if this would happen 6 months ago, I think I would have fainted. 6 months ago, I hardly was able to pay my rent because the COVID, okay. The situation was really, again, coming very intense financially, just to push me to bring out more information, more knowledge about financial freedom. So that was the time when I was working on the financial freedom. So that's why things are happening. So I get experience. So I do it for myself because it looks like that's what the universe wants me to do, to go towards this area, to make it professional. So now another bang is happening. So I'm going to get even more experience with this. And this, how this is going to work this time for me is by, this is the download that I just received just now. That's why we're late, because I went in a meditation about almost 3 hours before our original meeting. And I received the download I'm going to tell you now. And I thought I have time. I was very relaxed. I said, I'm going to get up soon. And when I got up, it was already almost 9 o'clock. And I was still in a haze from this deep meditation, relaxation. So what I was receiving was that this spontaneous conversation to be the last one for us. So no more. Okay. I'm not going to meet you guys anymore here. And the work with the financial freedom to be completely one channel, financial freedom, and to meet somebody. So whoever wants to do that with me, you can, it can be you, just do another completely, we'll talk more about it, a different platform, everything, but that will be, and I received the whole download, what style of work is going to be. So it's going to be called Galactic Financial Freedom, the Tantric Way, something like that. So I'm bringing the Tantric power, manifestation, and money together. These powers all together, all a second chakra. So it's going to be, they're going to be meditation, tantric meditation with the intention on working on connecting and receiving information from the galactic banks and the galactic financial wizards, masters. So it's going to be meditations, tantric meditations, with that intention to receive, and I will be guiding again and again, and I'll guide myself, I'll go myself in it, and there will be also conversations and other things around the galactic financial freedom through Tantra. So all this tantric experience that I have, I will combine it and use it to create financial abundance. And it has to be a separate platform only for that. And anyway, so this is how I will create my next phase of my next business. Starting with live interviews like with you. Let's say you. I imagine that you want to do this, or if not, someone else, who knows one, who it will come. I already know the person who said that will be creating the website and managing the website. And the rest is the magic that will continue unfolding. So yes, that energy that happened, I went to this place, I fully charged myself, and bang, ready for the next phase in my
on your journey.
Yeah, my journey, but especially in the business journey. So I had the blessings from the ancestors, from everyone there, Yeah, that's the thing, you know, when we connect with the earth and we are in harmony with the earth, we are moving forward, because the work we're doing for us, we're doing it for the earth and for the ascension of this planet. So again, if I would have a negative mind, which I noticed some people have when they go to these sacred places, there's a very, they say, oh, you have to do this, you have to smudge yourself, you have to do this, you have to walk a certain way. And if you don't do it, the ancestors get very upset with you, and you're going to pay for it. And they're very, yes, you're going to get it. Not exact in these words, but you're going to...
Sounds religious.
So, yes, I sort of, when I got this message, this news, I was wondering, have I done something wrong? first, you know, have I done something wrong at the hieroglyphics?
Did I walk the wrong way?
And then I realized, no, actually, this is a gift. This is a blessing. So it's up to us. We have the choice to think it's a punishment. We done something wrong, or it's a gift. So it's a gift. A gift will be, because I am choosing the gift. So I will see, if I don't see it straight away, but I will see how this is starting me on a new way. And talking about it makes it even more powerful, more real. So sharing this with you. So so now you see why I need to talk about the negative mind, because we all have negative minds. If I would not have the negative mind, I would not be in this body. Yes, so it's not, I'm talking about it because I need to go somewhere with the conversation.
Yeah, it makes sense now. We connected the dots. It all came together.
All come together. So this place, it's super, super special, and I love it. And yes, I'd love to have some people, to take some people for walks there, one or more. And I usually work with plant medicine also on a walk, that can be with or without plant medicine, and sound healing. And it's just really, really special every time I go.
So for those interested now, in the description, you'll find two links for Laviras's website and how you can contact her and ask her kindly if she would like to be your guide.
So that's it for me. That's my story. If there are any questions or anything, otherwise, maybe we can just close here.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to go this way. I mean, I knew we were going to talk about the Egyptian part. And it's interesting how, in the end, everything is connected. Even if it doesn't seem to be, I can feel it's all connected, all makes sense. And what I would like to share from my own experience of the past few weeks is that I spent, I think, 2 or 3 weeks barely sleeping, having a crazy rhythm. I mean, falling asleep at a certain hour, waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning or sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning. And then that was when my day would start, and it was driving me nuts. And a lot of emotions came up. I had to close chapters in my life. It was really a lot of agitation. And I realize now that for the past few days, actually the day, I think 24th, things started to change. I decided, like, okay, I'm taking off the rest of the year. I'm not working. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll do the lives still, but that's it. And the calmness started to settle in. So it was really all the agitation of all the stuff that I had to let go towards the end of the year, so I can start fresh in the new year, or when, I mean, maybe the 1st of January, maybe before, maybe after, it doesn't matter. But it's like it's a cycle that I can feel that is coming to an end, and that something new is starting. And then you come with this, with also, which is a big change, closure on one hand, which is, yeah, a new start, a new possibilities, new opportunities, new things to teach and to share, and also to live yourself. And I really want to encourage everyone who's watching this to just take a moment and sit and look back at least the last few weeks, how you felt, what happened, and how you're feeling now, and trying to see what's really happening if you also are going through changes, and take time to understand them, to feel them, feel in your body what's happening, if there's agitation or there is calmness deep inside, even if here maybe it's still all agitated. And don't be afraid to ask for help if you do not manage to understand what's going on or what you need to do. Asking for help is actually a sign of smartness and strength. It's not a sign of weakness. We all sometimes need to have a talk with someone to get a different perspective, or to get out of our story and then see the bigger picture, like, oh, wow, okay, now it makes sense. Just like what happened to me in the past few days, by really taking a step back from daily life, and then suddenly things started to make sense. So I think it's a beautiful period now to do this, to contemplate on where we are. And if this life has resulted in questions that you do not have the answer to, post them in the comments or contact us directly and ask. We'll answer them.
And also they can have sessions with me on Skype. I do counseling, so we can have sessions and help in that way.
Yeah, that's why there are the links. People can see what our tariffs are, how they can contact us, what kind of services we offer. And in the end, it always comes down, you have a question and you're looking for an answer. And then, yeah, each of us has his way of helping you to find your answers, because the answer in the end, they are within you. You just have trouble finding them in the big mess of all the stuff that's inside you. So you need a little bit of clarity. So feel free to do that. It's important to work on ourselves. So yeah, we're doing it, so you can do it too. Thank you, Laviras, for a beautiful series of lives the past few Mondays. I really enjoyed it very much. We'll talk offline about if and how I'm gonna continue doing other things, like what you mentioned, or maybe even other things that may come up, we'll see. And I will definitely keep doing spontaneous conversations. I don't know who's going to be my next guest. Maybe you who's watching. So contact me and see you the next year.
Thank you, Lotfi, for the opportunity to share. That was my greatest joy and honor. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Much, much love.